at you. It's been a wonderful week to see the goodness of our God, hasn't it? And to experience the utter joy of Christian living together. To deepen our appreciation of our relationship with God, the privilege of being His sons, and certainly to learn and rejoice in God's wonderful, matchless Word. What makes this camp wonderful, if there's any, you know, great reason, it's because of God and His Word. Without God and His Word, what do we have? Nothing. I've been here at Camp Sierra when there have been other groups. It's just a place. In fact, it's a place that I really didn't enjoy being at. One of the things that we in the Pilot Council have the joy of doing is seeing what this camp is like before you get here. And it's a place. You've got to clean up and, you know, just sort of bless it real good, pray. And then it really gets blessed as all the campers arrive because of the love that we bring with us, the Holy Spirit that's within us. But God is so good in allowing us this more abundant life, and we get the joy of growing in our appreciation of it. And as we grow in our appreciation for God's goodness, our heartfelt response to our Father is just one of thankfulness. Just being so thankful to God for what He's done. And certainly at the top of my thankfulness list is great thanksgiving for God's Word, for this wonderful Word, so that we can know Him. It's in one of the manifestations, I believe, last night. God said, "Go to my Word, because I will meet you there." It just so blessed me, because this Word is, it's God. It's God's life. It's God's heart. It's God's will. It's His counsel. It's the living Word of God. And I think we can say what Jeremiah once said in verse 16, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Boy, when God's word is found, and when you eat it, when you live by it, you digest it and assimilate it into your being, it just becomes the joy and rejoicing of your heart. You know, for some of us that have had the privilege of being here for a while, some of the things that we're covering are not necessarily new. It's not the first time that we've heard them. But boy, it sure has a newness to it. See, just joy and rejoicing, because it's the very life of God. Look at Psalm 119, please. Psalm 119 and verse 162. The psalmist wrote by revelation, "I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil, great treasure." Boy, when you really get to God's word, when that starts to unfold and you start to see the great truths, the patterns of the word, and how it fits with life and how it gives you guidance, direction, how it reveals the goodness of God. It's just great treasure that you found the greatest treasure of life because you can know the one true God and walk with Him. Look at Psalm 68 while we're in the book of Psalms. And as we come to God's Word, we start to learn all the good things that God does for us. And all the wonderful things He has done for us through Christ. And Psalm 68 is a really tremendous verse of Scripture. In verse 19 it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with" what? "Benefits. Even the God of our salvation." Selah. It's not just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's not just an annual thing. It's not just once a week when you go to church or something. It's daily. It's constantly. God loading us with what? benefits. You know, before we came to God's Word, we were perhaps loaded with other stuff. Right? Loaded with anxieties, concerns, questions, perhaps doubt, worries, and fear. Some of us were just loaded. See, didn't have a clue. But now with God's Word and the light of God's Word, we are no longer clueless. See, we're informed. And boy, every day we can just learn more and more about these many benefits that God has loaded with us, that He's loaded us with. How about Psalm 103, speaking of God's benefits? Says in verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His what? Benefits. See, it's wonderful. We don't have the ability, the capacity to remember all of His benefits. And we really don't even have the capacity to know all of His benefits. But we have so many to remember. He loads us with benefits daily. And there's so much that we have to be thankful for. It goes on in verse 3, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. See, all these wonderful benefits that God has loaded us with. Look at the book of Ephesians. We can't possibly remember all His benefits, but God does encourage us not to forget them. And there is so much to remember, so much to be thankful for. How about this in Ephesians chapter 1? It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Are we blessed? We're so blessed that God's Word says all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. See, there's nothing lacking. In the book of Colossians, it says we are complete in Him, in Christ. See, completely, completely, absolutely complete in Christ. Remember, it's all rights, all privileges, all abilities in all of us. See, the all in all blessings, all spiritual blessings to all children of God. We are so blessed. And we have so much to be thankful for. We should not forget His benefits. We should bring them to remembrance just daily. In fact, God's encouragement, His commandment to us is to be thankful. We're to live with a continued heartfelt attitude of thanksgiving. Look at Colossians chapter 3. The world basically promotes unthankfulness. Have you noticed? You know, maybe we've temporarily forgotten it or something, but, you know, you can go down the hill, you'll encounter it, probably quickly. You know, people bumming out, complaining, bitching, moaning about every little thing that they're unsatisfied with. But boy, the Lord God satisfies us. He's so blessed us. We've got so much to be thankful for. In Colossians chapter 3, in verse 15, it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. See, be ye thankful. That's a command. It's imperative for us as sons of God that we be thankful. You know, I think oftentimes when people think of the commandments of God, they think of thou shalt not, you know, all that stuff, what the stuff that you're not supposed to do. Well, this is a command of God. And the command of God is be thankful. In verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, that's rather all-encompassing, isn't it? Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. It certainly is so abundantly available for us to continue to be thankful. Now that attitude of thanksgiving, that attitude of gratitude needs to be cultivated in our hearts. We need to just work that wonderful Word of God into our hearts, into the fabric of our beings. We didn't come from the factory, first birth, thankful. But it's something from the new birth that we have every reason to be thankful. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, rejoice, how long? Evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is God's will. This is God's word. In everything, give thanks. You know, there's a number of things that might come up for which we're not thankful. But in every circumstance, in every situation, we can be thankful for the goodness of God and for what He's blessed us with. I think those of us that are parents, as you raise your children, not everything they do causes you to rejoice. Right? It's not that you're thankful for everything that they do, but you can be thankful in everything. You know, when your kids are unruly, you can be thankful that they're healthy. Right? You know, if your kids are really unruly, you can be thankful that they'll grow up and move away someday. But it really is an attitude, isn't it, of thanksgiving, of just staying blessed with the things of God. And it's something, of course, that doesn't come automatically. This is in the category of the renewed mind. You know, in a situation like this, we have a lot of wonderful saints around us that are encouraging us and blessing us and loving us. Well, not every environment is necessarily like that. But still, in everything, we can give thanks and be thankful. Have you ever stopped to consider your thankful list? You know, what are you thankful for? You know, we sing that great song, Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. It's a real wonderful thing to do, even sometimes to write them down. You know, and then review and increase in thankfulness. Because we have so much to be thankful for. You know, in these last few days, I've sort of made a thankful list. Just to my own life, but it would certainly be applicable for all of us. Something that we can all rejoice at is that every one of us are born again of God's Spirit. We are all sons of God. Remember where we started? Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called His sons, and then remember, and we are. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Boy, and if you ever wonder if you're a son of God, all you got to do is manifest Holy Spirit, and you know it. You got that Spirit born within. Wherever you go, the witness, the new birth. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, at the conclusion of this wonderful chapter, verse 15 says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable, what? Gift. See, we have so much to be thankful for. How about God's unspeakable gift? The gift of Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal life in making us His sons. And we are. In Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, it says in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, unto God our Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. See, God has made us meet, or He's made us adequate to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. There's one wonderful translation of this, that God has made us adequate or able to enjoy our share of the inheritance of the saints in light. Isn't that wonderful? See, so that we can really enjoy our sonship, our inheritance as God's kids. So that we can just enjoy this life of living with the Father. He's made us adequate to do that. In verse 13 it says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We've been delivered from all the crap of this world. This world's no longer our home. We're sanctified, set apart for heaven. All hell can't stop us from going. See, we're in this world, but we're not of it. We got a whole new way to live as sons of God. See, just on higher ground. Boy, it's really terrific. Look at Philippians chapter 4 while we're in the church epistles. One thing that we've looked at in depth this week has been our access to God. As sons, God has given us full, unlimited access to Him so that we can live in His presence, that we can come to Him with freedom of speech, with boldness, with confidence, that we don't have to be afraid, we don't have to be ashamed, we don't have to feel distant, but that we can just climb up into our daddy's arms and make our requests known and have access to His wisdom, to His guidance, to His power, see, to His great ability. Philippians chapter 4, in verse 6 again, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? Thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, as we pray, as we talk things over with our Father, as we make intercession for the saints, as we live our lives, we do it with great thanksgiving. You know, it's not just thank you, thank you, thank you as a vain repetition in prayer, but it's a heart of thankfulness. See, of just being so thankful to God for what He's done for us. And boy, we have so much to be thankful for, don't we? Our access to God, our great ability now to fellowship with Him. See, just to enjoy life together with our Father. Look at Psalm 16. In Psalm 16, it says in verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. So God will show us the way to live, the way to go. It says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of what? Joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Well, you know, we are seated in the heavenlies at God's right hand, fully identified with Christ. And in that, there are pleasures forevermore. We've been brought into the very presence of God by His Son, Jesus Christ. And in God's presence is the fullness of what? Joy. See, He wants us to utilize that access. He wants us to fully enjoy that fellowship that we can have with Him as our Heavenly Father. Look at 1 John chapter 1. We've got so much to be thankful for. In verse 1 of 1 John chapter 1, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Boy, you talk about our privilege as sons. How about the privilege of our hands being able to handle this word of life? Just to be able to hold a Bible and read it. See, just to be able to take this word of God and study it and work it so that we can understand our God and understand the path of life that He's given us to live. In verse 2 it says, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with" who? "The Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Boy, as we work this Word of God, as we come to understand God's will for our life, as we see the goodness of God from the very pages of the Bible, we can learn to fellowship real intimately, real closely with our Father. See, we enjoy fellowship one with another, with like-minded believers. See, we enjoy the full sharing in light of Christ's accomplishments with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The result is fullness of joy. See, just the joy of living with and for Him. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. Right before the book of Hebrews is Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 17. It says, "Charge them that are" what? "Rich." Well, because they can afford it. You can charge them a lot, right? No. This isn't talking about plastic or any of that, no. No, it says, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us" how? "Richly all things to enjoy." He not only gives us richly all things to enjoy, He also, as we read in Colossians, gives us the ability to enjoy it. Isn't that God? Talk about sufficiency in all things. Gives us all things richly to enjoy. That, verse 18, well, let's go to verse 6, excuse me. Let's back up for a second. It says, verse 6, "But godliness with contentment is" what? "Great gain." See, boy, when you have a true relationship with God, when you learn to fellowship with God, godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse 7, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out." Isn't that wonderful? In verse 8, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." You know, we live in the midst of a rather materialistic society. You know, people set about gaining riches and laying up stores for themselves, building barns when their barns can't hold them enough, and pension plans and IRAs and all that stuff, all fine, well and good. But you know, when we fall asleep, we're not taking it with us to heaven. You know, Reverend Townsend shared about the real blessing it is that people have to really labor for the Master. You know, and the might not mean a lot of material gain, but God does take care of His own, doesn't He? You know, if He feeds the fowls of the air, they don't build barns, right? You know, they don't reap crops. You don't see a little bird out in front of the grocery store with a sign saying, "We'll chirp for food." Or right? God takes care of the fowls. He clothes the lilies of the field, right? Doesn't He? He just so wonderfully clothes. Have you noticed the beautiful wildflowers here? Well, I know you have by looking at your expressive art projects. You know, they're so gorgeous. They're so terrific. know, if he does that for little birds and flowers, how much more will he take care of us? And he does. Sufficiency in all things. And really, when you stop and think about it, we're so blessed. We got so much to be thankful for. We're eating good. We got clothes to, you know, walk around in and be blessed. You know, boy, we got so much to be thankful for. And you know what we also have? We have a wonderful family that we're a part of. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Boy, can enjoy good health through the Lord Jesus Christ. So blessed. The other night I was asked by Dan and Phil to come over and teach the teens, and just a wonderful fellowship. A lot different than this fellowship going over there. It is. It's different. It's great. It's wonderful. But it's different. But afterwards, you know, we announced this day at the lake yesterday. And we were about ready to dismiss everybody. And from the back, T.J. Moran raised his hand. He said, "Dad, will you pray for me? I don't want to miss that day tomorrow." You know, he wasn't feeling good. And so Dan said, "Sure." And he came up, came to his father. You know, Dan and Phil and I prayed for TJ. And then from the crowd came another little hand. "You know, will you pray for me?" Another hand. Can you pray for my brother? He's not here tonight because he's not feeling so good. So we just prayed. And, you know, and then they reported back yesterday that everybody was better and went and enjoyed a wonderful day at camp. You know, how much is that worth? To have access to healing when you need it. You know, just to have a God who will just provide for us everything that we need. You know, things aren't yet perfect. You know, there's a lot of stuff to deal with. That's for sure. None of us are getting any younger, have you noticed? You know, when we first started doing these camps here, I used to semi-bound up the hill here from the semi. But you know, we got so much to be thankful for. You know, even if things don't always go right in this life, there is a better day coming. And in the meantime, we're so blessed. We have so much to rejoice about. And one of the great things that we have is we have each other. We have a wonderful family of believers. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says in verse 23, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to what? Good works." See, let's consider one another. See, to provoke, not to provoke each other like, you know, you think of, but to provoke unto what? Love and to good works. You know, boy, as there's great love in and amongst the family, it just provokes us to want to give, to want to serve, to want to love more. A wonderful encouragement. You know, all week, boy, you've, for my life personally, just so encouraging to me. So you're just such a blessing. So wonderful. And then it says in verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together." There's wonderful reasons for us to get together so that we can share God's word, so that we can share God's love, so that we can encourage one another, so that we can have the manifestations to hear from God. So many wonderful reasons to assemble ourselves together. So not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another. And so much the more as ye see the day approaching. See, so much the more. We have so much more reason to be encouraged, to love one another, to provoke each other unto good works, because we see that day approaching of our Lord and Savior's return. At any moment, Jesus Christ is coming back, and He's going to gather us in a cloud, and we're out of here. And at that moment, new bodies, new minds, and perfection in eternity forever. In light of that, we've got so much to be thankful for. In the meantime, we're sure blessed, aren't we?